This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, pastor here at Radio Missions, where the gospel goes out. We're happy to be back with you this Tuesday morning, and the Lord has been gracious to us. But we're looking at this study on the second coming of our Lord, and we were looking in our last study about how the church, how the professing church has joined up with the world and those things. And it just paves the way for the soon coming of the Antichrist. Along this study, we're looking at the tribulation period and Christ's second coming of the Lord, and setting up how Satan and his world empire throughout the professing church. That will be his tool, is a professing church. Now, thank the Lord, in the professing church, the Lord has his elect, those who constitute the real body of Christ. And through the operation of the Holy Spirit dwelling in them, Satan is held in check and restrained until the Lord comes and takes us, his elect, out of this world. Isn't that grace, my friend, that the Lord restrains Satan? The Scripture says, flee from Satan. Yes, that's right. Go away. Don't give in to Satan. The supreme ambition of Satan has been and as always will be to match the incarnation of God's Son with the incarnation of himself. Now, you get this. God will permit Satan to bring forth a man in whom he may enthrone himself and become the God of this world, manifested with all the marvels and miracles of Christ. Satan knows his doom. He knows. That's right. Satan knows God will not. Listen, God will permit him to bring forth his Son and for a season deceive the whole world and receive the applause of the world. That's his ambition. That's what he wants, my friend. Satan knows his time is short. And as the age draws to a close, which is happening right now in our midst, right now, today, this age is drawing to a close. I wish we'd take notice of that, my friend. That's right. We're not going to be here long. I tell our young people, you may not ever see that 70 like the Bible speaks of. But my friend, let's do that. Let's don't worry about that. Satan knows his doom, and he knows that God will permit him, that's his permissive will, my friend, to bring forth his Son for a season and deceive the whole earth and receive the applause of the world. Satan knows his time is short, and as the age draws to a close, he is unloosing all the bands of wickedness, stirring up all the forces of unrighteousness, unbelief, infidelity, and lawlessness in preparing the way for not only his triumph, but for the coming of the great tribulation, when God will pour out his wrath upon an apostate church, upon the sons of men, and Satan himself. Now let's go back and read that just a moment. Unloosing all the bands of wickedness. You ever seen a time in your life? I've never seen anything like it is today. Crime on every hand, incest, adultery, fornication, rape, murder, wife beating, wife swapping, wife beating, our public officials are corrupting themselves, absconding the money that they're supposed to be entrusted with. Just from the very small item to the largest, my friend. How many, I don't have a record of how many public officials now are serving time because of crime, because of their lust and their pleasure, because of their greed. And that's what he's speaking of here. He says, unloosing the bands of wickedness, stirring up all the forces of unrighteousness. Oh, my friend, it prevails. Unrighteousness prevails in the schoolroom. Everywhere you turn, my friend, there's sin, there's unrighteousness, there's fornication. Oh, and listen, unbelief. Unbelief, my friend. Unbelief is a terrible thing. To not believe God's word, my friend. We often hold our Bible up here in our congregation and say, this is God's word. Right on the front cover it says, Holy Bible. This is God's word. Believe it, my friend. Believe it. Up there in Waterloo, Iowa, my friend up there. Knoxville, Tennessee, other places, my friend, so many of our folks that listen to the old Trailblazer and help me with the broadcast. So many of you, I appreciate you. I don't take time out to thank you, but I do. But look at it, unbelief. How many? I've mentioned last week in one of our services here, why won't our folks believe God's word? Why won't you come on to Christ? Well, the scripture said man loves darkness rather than light because his deeds are evil. That's right. I know that we're born sinners. I know that. But my friend, the Lord, Jesus Christ, has been held up here in this ministry for 70 years. 70 years, my friend, we've been giving out the gospel. And it seems like every day, someone is dropping off and dropping out and not showing up for service, not calling in anymore, stop paying their tithes and offering and stop supporting everywhere. It's because of unbelief, my friend. But listen, then infidelity. Oh, my friend, over 60% of our marriages now last 5 years. I talked to a circuit judge not long ago, and he said, Pastor, over half of the marriages now fall apart within 5 years. It's the infidelity, my friend. Women is not, you know, it used to be the man was a terrible person if he left his wife and went whoremongering. But now the women, my friend, the women. Oh, listen. And then lawlessness. Oh, my friend, lawlessness. They can't get a handle on it. They don't know what to do. I see them. I see them on the news. The police chief and all. They don't know what to do, my friend, because it's out of hand. It's lawlessness. Nothing but lawlessness. And it's out of hand. It's rampant. And it's preparing the way. It's preparing the way for the wrath upon the apostate church, upon the sons of men, and then upon Satan himself. We're headed for the judgment, brother. I fling out the word day in and day out. I cry out, awake. Awake, my friends, awake. You who have heard the gospel, you who know that the old Trailblazer is being true to your soul, wake up. Wake up, my friend. Wake up. Ask the Lord. I mentioned yesterday or the day before in our services, I mentioned, you know, you can ask the Lord to awaken you, my friend. You say, well, what is that? Folks call me and want to know what I mean by an awakening ministry. Every individual who ever gets saved, I don't care who you are, I don't care how old, how young, anything, every individual who ever comes to know the Lord is awakened, brought to see himself apart from the Lord, a distance, a guilty distance from God. And we call our ministry an awakening ministry because we bring you the raw gospel. We don't sugarcoat it. We don't flower it up with a silk handkerchief. No, we don't allow silk handkerchief preachers here on this broadcast. But, my friend, we bring you the raw gospel. Surely some folks are offended because we get down where we live. But, my friend, the Lord commissioned me, gave me a commission to preach, not to sugarcoat the message, not to, to tell folks, well, you know, Jesus loves everybody. Well, no, he doesn't. No, I have to be true to your soul. God is angry with the wicked every day, my friend. Every day that you and I open our eyes. And that makes me think, I've mentioned several times, when you get up in the morning, do you take time to thank the Lord for a good night's rest? Or maybe you rolled and tumbled all night. Thank the Lord for waking up breathing. Thank the Lord for the benefits of this life, for a good wife, a good home. We've gotten away from being thankful. We are in the most unthankful nation in the world. We are. We're the most unthankful nation in this world. I believe that, my friend. Listen, now, let's go back. Listen, I mentioned we're headed for the judgment, and we are. Let me ask you this. Are you under the blood? You say, what do you mean, Pastor? Well, the blood covers all of our sins. The blood of Christ. Have you ever pled the blood? Plead the blood. Awakened sinners call me. They say, Pastor, what can I do? Plead the blood, my friend. Plead the blood. That work has been done. Plead that blood. Lord, you bled. You shed your blood. You gave up everything for sinners. Lord, apply that blood to old Pendarvis there. That's what I used to cry. apply that blood to this one and that and the other. And in my congregation, we have folks who are wanting to be saved. Apply that blood there, Lord. Old Dr. Roloff used to have a song he sang, "The blood goes deeper than the stain." I loved it. I used to play it all the time. The blood goes deeper than the stain, my friend. So I ask you, are you under the blood? Are you hid now in the wounds of Christ? Oh, those wounds, my friend, were for a purpose, that we might hide in those wounds. Oh, let judgment fall. Let the wrath of God be poured out upon a Christ-rejecting world and upon a false church. The great day of his wrath is coming. And who shall be able to stand? Only those who are underneath the blood. We have a song here we sing, "Under the blood of Jesus, safe from in the sheltering fold. Under the blood of Jesus, safe though the ages roll." I wish I could sing. I'd sing it to you. I would. But my friend, it's there. It's available. The Lord says he's not willing that you should perish. Maybe you've spent a night in sin somewhere. Oh, my friend, I know. I'm a human being just like you. I know what the heart is capable of. I do. I know what a sinful wretch I was. And I never want to mention those things because I'm ashamed. But my friend, maybe you were there, rolling in the gutter in your own vomit. The Lord said he's not willing that you should perish. But he says, come. You must come. Come to the Lord. Come down, sinner, down. Pastor Shelton used to cry at the close of his service, down, sinner, down. Why? Because that's where you get saved. Down at the feet. You're not anything special, my friend. You're just a poor old sinner like me. Poor old sinner needing the grace of God to be poured into your heart. That's what the Lord does. He pours it in like you take a gallon of milk and pour it into a bowl. That's what the Lord does. Pours our sins. Pours his righteousness into our old sinful heart. But this is the old Trailblazer. I wish I could sit down by your side this morning, drink a cup of coffee. I'm tired and weary. I long to talk with you and fellowship with folks. And I get your letters. I read them. I cry over them. I pray over them. And then I try to answer as many of them as I can with a little note, letting you know that I'm thankful, my friend. Oh, if the Lord would make us thankful, wouldn't that be great? But I am thankful for you. Write me, would you do that this week, or call me? Remember my mailing address, the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And I'll be back tomorrow with another message from God's Word. We're looking at the soon coming of our blessed Lord in connection with the Great Tribulation. Oh, my friend, I asked you last week, go there and read the book of Revelation, one chapter a night, if you would, and then it'll bless your heart. Until next day, till tomorrow, God bless you. Thank you.